Is that what you're doing yourself? Let's start off the little presentation. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see a few cameras here that record our actions, and your wires and microphones that record your voice. There are also some microphones there, but you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you don't intend to. This is our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see, some documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. You modified the administrator. Okay. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work. We put a lot of effort in design, in the product itself. I'm Bart Peuter, project manager, so I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan description, closing. Maybe I can sit down and take some notes. Maybe you can take a minute.
Sure.
I don't know, it's not a lot of work, just if you have something like that, just like that. As you can see, it's the opening, acquaintance, tool training. Acquaintance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yeah.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one.
Can't really pay much attention to that.
Okay. See if it works, does it?
No.
It doesn't work yet. Okay. No problem. But on the corporate information side, there's there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay, what are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. You've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer. So that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. I had some more indications on there. But I think you have already made yourself. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design, components design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and project I thought I'd earned condemnation. But that's about what you're going to do. But that will be all over fast and other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here, there's a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's a bit funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the, I think it is format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. Okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents flow, I think. But all of you all found that already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here's the sample toolbar. It's what I just said, save, print, move back or forward one page. You can switch between the different colors. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal. Just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse is running away. Is anybody playing with the mouse? Okay. We're going to draw an animal and just set up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. This I can start from now. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, the sensors will get blocked and the drawing won't get good. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow, but if you're going to draw like really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color. I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width. I think 7 will be nice. Now you will see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much. So here you have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose has to be a little bit, but it's close.
I'm thinking of a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Yeah, it's got an eye. Now we've got another function. We've got the eraser, and then you can undo this easily. It's okay. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. We've got no text tool. No. Okay. This is typically a do action, I think. Okay. Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you are going to do it like this, then it will be a strike. I don't know, just try. It's not my work. Okay. Maybe you have to use. I think it wants to draw another animal. I don't know. Lives for the film. So. It's my characteristic about the doll. Lives for the film.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna hand over the pen on a new blank sheet. Yeah.
Use a different line width. And I'm gonna draw in black. Okay, I'm not much of an artist, but here we go.
And it's easier to go with a smaller line width.
Okay, this is my sheep. Little blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts.
Turn on that sheet.
Yeah.
Maybe you can also write your names on it.
They are. Go really slow when you're writing.
Yeah.
They're brilliant animals, and that's just a little me thingy. So.
Okay. I'm just gonna draw its head. But, let's see. Yeah. who?
Garfield.
Okay,
Garfield.
Yeah. Just that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's enough. Use a blank or? Okay.
Well, I was gonna draw a cat too, so. I'll just try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny. But, well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because they are independent.
Knows how to work the whiteboard now, so if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead. It's pretty easy.
Love the whiteboard.
So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, for a remote control, the selling price is 25 euros, our selling price. Our profit aim is 50 million euros. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximum 12.5 euros. So that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we want to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Won't work. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aims 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum 12.5 euros. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna sit down, I think. Thank you. 5 minutes. Okay.
So just on the size up, why is it my laptop is only giving me a black screen?
Hmm?
I think you have to say the magic word.
Yeah.
So
do that. Maybe you have to just clip it down.
Does anybody has experiences with remote controls? And I mean not the ordinary remote controls, but also other different ones.
Kind of brought to the account and DVD player, so we got like a lot of
remote controls, one for the TV, one for the video recorder, one for the DVD player. And I think it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. You can use it for television and anything else. And it also operates on infrared. So you've got a little device inside your room, and you can operate it from the third or second floor. So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or DVD player downstairs, and you've got a link to your TV on the second floor. So that's a pretty handy thing. But only if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. So remember. Yeah, it's nice. So we want different functions. And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared. But I don't know if it will exceed the production costs. It's something we have to find out, I think.
Yeah, that would be really good if we could do that.
My remote control comes from
okay, so these are the things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
One other little thing. I thought it might be handy to put a battery status display on. So I can see
battery status.
Okay. How much left in the battery. But we'll also really drive up the production costs.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about that too. But maybe just a little bit.
That's nice. What are ideas?
They were all mentioned.
Any questions about this presentation? Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project form. And then I'll work finishing email.
Okay.
I'll do some work on our own projects. Okay, then I'll meet you in about half an hour, I think.
Okay, 5 minutes.